morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, July 16th. You'll be interested to know, 56 years ago today, in 1969, Apollo 11 launched from Kennedy Space Center in Florida, carrying astronauts Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin, and Michael Collins. This historic mission culminated in humanity's first steps on the moon, marking a monumental achievement in space exploration and inspiring generations to reach for the stars. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's mostly sunny, and it feels like 77 degrees with 4 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 8:12, and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:19. It looks like we're in for a hot and sunny day with a high near 93, and the heat index making it feel even warmer. A light southwest breeze will keep us company, blowing around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy skies with a slight chance of rain after 3, a low around 77, and winds picking up to 7 miles per hour. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Wednesday will be at 10, with the high tide at 4:15. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 70 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect a chance of rain showers and thunderstorms on Thursday, mostly cloudy with a high near 90. Friday will be mostly sunny and warm, with a high near 86. Saturday stays sunny, then a slight chance of rain returns Saturday night. Sunday brings a chance of rain showers with partly sunny skies and a high near 84. Nights will be mostly cloudy with lows around 67. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sends you. In local news, hot dogs are a summer staple, and this year, National Hot Dog Day falls on Wednesday, July 16th. In Boston, several restaurants are celebrating with special offers. At Silhouette Lounge in Allston, enjoy $1 hot dogs from 4 p.m. to 1 a.m., available to customers with a Sill-related tattoo. Trina's Starlight Lounge offers a hot dog tower, featuring 4 to 5 hot dogs, fries, and sauces for $35. At Scores, get a platter of 2 all-beef hot dogs and fries for $12. Finally, the 88 Club has a teenies and weenies deal on Thursday with signature martinis and cocktail hot dogs. Now on to sports. Major League Baseball is actively working to resolve the logistics for players to participate in the 2028 Olympics in Los Angeles. Commissioner Rob Manfred stated the league is keen on this opportunity to showcase the game on a global stage. Tony Clark, director of the Major League Baseball Players Association, noted that players are enthusiastic about representing Team USA or other teams. Currently, only amateur players and those not on the 40-man roster can compete. Key challenges include scheduling conflicts and insurance concerns, similar to those faced by the National Hockey League in past Olympics. In local sports, the New England Patriots are facing a potential training camp crisis as they prepare for the 2025 season under new head coach Mike Vrabel. With much anticipation surrounding the performance of top rookies, including left tackle Will Campbell, running back Trevion Henderson, and wide receiver Kyle Williams, all eyes are on the team's upcoming camp. However, Henderson remains unsigned, complicating matters. His contract negotiations could mirror those of Chargers rookie Trey Harris, who was holding out for a better deal. With approximately $60 million in salary cap space, the Patriots must act swiftly to secure Henderson and avoid complications as training camp begins. In top news, extreme rainfall has flooded much of the United States in recent days, resulting in at least 130 fatalities in central Texas. Heavy rains have inundated New York subway stations, submerged roadways, and caused deadly incidents in New Jersey. This July has seen over 1,200 reports of flooding, more than double the average. Meteorologists attribute the extreme weather to significant atmospheric moisture from unusually warm oceans, which is intensifying storms. As meteorologists noted, global warming changes the odds, making extreme precipitation more likely as climate change persists. In business news, U.S. inflation has re-accelerated, matching expectations but raising concerns. The Consumer Price Index increased by 0.3% in June, resulting in an annual rate of 2.7%, the highest since February, surpassing the Federal Reserve's target. Meanwhile, President Donald Trump announced a preliminary trade deal with Indonesia, imposing a 19% tariff on U.S. exports, while American goods enter tariff-free. Despite a record close for the NASDAQ composite, thanks to a significant jump in NVIDIA, other indexes fell. Lastly, several cryptocurrency regulation bills backed by Trump failed to pass a key hurdle in Congress. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is unchanged at about $117,000. Ethereum is up 5% to just over $3,100. And XRP is up 1% to $2.89. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Introducing the Photon Matrix, an innovative iron dome for mosquitoes, which can zap up to 30 mosquitoes per second using an artificial intelligence-guided laser system. Invented by engineer Jim Wong, this device detects and eliminates mosquitoes mid-flight without harming people or pets. It functions by utilizing a light detection and ranging module to create a real-time, three-dimensional map, striking mosquitoes with precision. While the initial cost is nearly $500, the crowdfunding campaign has already exceeded $758,000. As mosquito-borne diseases rise, this technology could provide a much-needed defense. In entertainment news, Star Wars fans, get ready. A rare opportunity to own one of Darth Vader's original lightsabers is coming your way. This hero lightsaber from the original trilogy will be auctioned by Prop Store, renowned for movie memorabilia. The prop was used by actor David Prowse and stunt double Bob Anderson in The Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi. The auction is set for September in Los Angeles, with expectations the lightsaber could fetch as much as $3 million. Prop Store COO Brandon Allinger calls it a grail-level piece, perfect for elite collections worldwide. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American inventor and businessman, Charles Kettering. And he said, "The world hates change, yet it is the only thing that has brought progress." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.